But our ranch is a bluff side. And then there'll be one over on the other side of the mountain, you know, Harlan Ranch or Backtone. And you see, they see of the night, but, you know, they can go out anywhere they want to of the night and get your chicken or that side.
Yeah. Okay, this is the kind of bird that can drill holes in a tree.
That's what they call pepperwood, some call them. Wood bumpers.
Wood bumpers?
Well, some call them wood bumpers, and I think the real name of them is pepperwood.
Yeah.
Are there well, they peck the worms out of old dead trees and get the worms out of
them. Yeah. Are there any different kinds of these?
Well, I don't believe I've ever seen only one kind. They're kind of black in their head, and their head just as red as blood.
Yeah.
A little old knot up on top of their head.
Yeah.
And all their pecks are things you can't watch them hardly. And they'll peck that old rotten wood off, and you can see them pull them old worms out and eat them.
Yeah. Okay, this is the kind of animal.
They're not too scary. They'll come running around anywhere or in. They don't see. And they fly kind of funny.
Yeah.
When they fly from one tree to another. Kind of slats along. It's kind of a slatsy bird. It just flies around and then up on stumps and hunting a place of the old rotten wood so they can peck on it.
Yeah. Okay, this is a kind of animal you mentioned the other day. It's black and white, and it's got a real strong scent.
Polecat.
Okay.
Well, they have a strap across.
And?
What? There's two kinds. One's whole black, and then this one's got a strap across.
Is there any difference between? They both have
polecat? Well, they're just a... I guess he's female and male, I guess he is. And my boys had two pettins one time, and they just go all around the house and everywhere. And that was the first thing that I saw. But they know just as well somebody come, they'd run and hide, that they'd dug out a place in the ground. And they'd run back in there, and anybody's trained, they'd just tap their feet and sat away at them. And they had the slickest little eyes. And, you know, they just come to the house and crawl up in your lap and they ever heard. And the dogs and the cats, they wouldn't bother them. We wouldn't let them. I guess if they had, they'd just throw their butts on them.
Yeah.
And somebody, it's like the dog down there one time, treated them and they didn't know it was a pet or anything, and they killed it.
Mm.
And the other one stayed around a while, seemed like it was kind of lonely. And I don't know what kind of it just went off. And they kept food and they kept them in a little while. They put wire ranch, you know, so they couldn't run around.
Yeah.
And then they dug them a hole way back in under the ground, and then they piled the dirt, put some planks on top of it so they could go in under the ground. They liked to be under the ground.
Yeah.
They'd go in there and sleep. And then when I'd take them something to eat, they love sweet milk. I'd feed them sweet milk, and I'd pick on the pan if they're asleep, and they'd just come out and run and eat. And it just looked like they were trying to thank me for it. And they were pretty pets, but a lot of people had come. Oh, they were afraid of them. I told them they wouldn't bother nobody. I said, they won't bother you.
Yeah.
They'd shy around them, though. They'd know this thing.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't bother. So they'd just go all around my chair and get up in my lap. And the boys would take them down the bottom and catch bugs and things for me. And then they'd run off and hide from them, having to hunt. And they just creak and hunt them. They'd finally track them up, though.
Yeah.
But they had fun, you know, doing that way. And one day, Roger, he had them down there, and somebody come through with a dog.
Yeah.
And scared him so bad, they ran up to him, and Roger said he just had to knock it all he could with that dog.
Mm.
And hit, I guess he just killed him. Because somebody a hunting over in the mountainside and this dog come to him.
Yeah.